Whoa.
Stop.
What?
I saw the Mario movie last night.
I figured that's where you were.
Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best friend.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
I'm doing really good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. I guess I saw the Mario movie last night. It was pretty dope.
You get
I did.
a haircut? Okay, you look good. Sorry.
Thanks.
Saw
No,
the
you're good.
Mario movie.
Saw the
Sorry.
Mario movie, was gonna theater hop into Dungeons and Dragons afterwards, but late and old men, so we're just like, we can't do this. So we're just gonna go back and watch it another day.
Yeah, fair.
Have you seen it yet? No?
No.
Haven't had the time or
I haven't had the time. Want to see it. Haven't had the time.
yeah.
Need to make the time.
Do we know if are they like basing it off of any of the actual books or anything like that? Or
I
is it just
don't
like, or is it like
believe they
it's just an
are.
original
I think
story?
it's in like a more of an original story. I'm trying to think. It's got to be in conjunction. It's called the Dungeons and Dragons, right? So it's
Yeah.
got to be in conjunctions with Wizards of the Coast
Somehow, yeah.
somehow. Is the D&D based on a campaign? Yep, it actually is.
Oh
Wait,
shit.
set in the Forgotten Realms campaign settings, but it has no campaign, no connections to the film trilogy released between 2000 and 2012.
Oh, there was a film trilogy? But
Yeah, they were
what?
awful. Honor
I did not know that.
Among Thieves is, that's right. That's what the subtag was. Yeah, there was a.
I knew there was like a bad like 80s one, wasn't it? Or something like that. I didn't know that. That sounds pretty recent. 2012 is what.
Yeah, I don't think it was that far back. Yeah, there was a Dungeons and Dragons movie released in 2000.
2000. Okay. That's
Well, there
probably.
was three of them between 2000 and 2012.
Okay.
But I'm trying to see who was in it. It doesn't look like
And
anybody I
hold on,
recognize.
it was a trilogy that spanned 12 years?
I literally recognize none of these names.
Damn, that's crazy.
Let me say some of them, and so maybe you will, and maybe I'm just Justin Wachlin,
No.
Jeremy Irons. I feel like I kind of
I
recognize
feel
that
like I
name.
kind of recognize that one.
Zoe McLen Mc McLellan, Bruce Payne. Why would I want you to go that far down? Marin Wade, him I recognize.
Who?
Marlon,
Oh, Marlon Wayans.
yes,
He was in a Dungeons and Dragons movie?
he was in White Chicks. That's what I was like, I recognize him. Why do I recognize him?
Oh my God, he was.
Robert Miano.
Yeah, I don't know any of these
Like
people
these
hardly.
main people? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Richard O'Brien was in it.
Who?
Richard O'Brien played one of the like the what was his fucking face? Unless I'm fucking crazy, he was Rocky Horror, he was Riff Raff in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, okay.
That guy was in it, and apparently he's the voice of the dad in the Phineas and Ferb series.
Oh, sick. That's cool.
Like, oh, fuck, didn't know that.
Yeah, so I
Jeremy
don't know.
Irons, I recognize that name. Why do I recognize that
I
name?
looked him up and he's just like some sickly looking old man.
He is a sickly looking old man. Yes, definitely. He was the voice of Scar in The Lost Kingdoms.
Oh shit. Okay, that's big.
And he was Alfred in the Batman v Superman.
I never saw that.
That's fair. I did see that one. He apparently was in Watchmen too.
There's a bunch of shit.
Apparently he was
He
a character in Risk.
was an Aragon. Okay.
Full circle. He was also an assassin, the Assassin's Creed movie.
Dude, what's up with this guy? It's just like licensed like fantasy properties.
Just having his best time.
Yeah. He was in the 2017 Justice League.
Yep. Elizabeth the First too. Kingdom of Heaven. Wow.
Was it
Yeah, he's
Kingdom of
been the
Heaven? Was it
Scar in like everything.
and Kingdom of Heaven was like some shit, wasn't it? Didn't it like win like an Oscar or something like that?
I actually just saw the name Kingdom of Heaven and then said it. Did not know much about
Yeah,
it.
Kingdom of Heaven was like some like crazy ass movie.
Totally believe you. He was
Kingdom of
Poseidon in Poseidon's
Heaven.
Fury, Escape from the Lost City, which was a video, like a video short. Wow. This man's been in a lot, actually.
We got very sidetracked from apparently, and this movie was horrible, apparently.
Apparently it was not good. Where's it? What's it? Rotten Tomatoes. On IMDb, it has a 3.6 out of 10.
Yeesh.
How
That's
does it get a?
bad.
That's really bad. How does it get a 3.6 out of 10? Oh, okay. And then they had Dungeons and Dragons: The Wrath of Dragon God. That's a tagline. That's a tagline for
That's
you.
a decision they made for
That is a
sure.
decision. This movie had a 4.7, so it's slightly higher than its.
What was it called?
That's right. Dungeons and Dragons: Wrath of the Dragon God. And
Wrath of the Dragon God.
then the third one, Dungeons and Dragons 3, The Book of Bile Darkness. Who named these?
2000 and why it took so it took them 5 years to make the second one, and then the third one came out in 2012, 7 years after that.
Apparently, Wrath of the Dragon God. That's like absolutely four heroes. Were they even like the same? Hold on, was it the same actors? Bruce Payne was in it again. But I think that's it. I think it was the only same cast for Death of a Dragon God.
Well, this is unfathomable. I can't even keep up with all this shit.
I want to know what the watch options are. What
Well,
are my watch
apparently
options?
the third one, the third one is just completely new people.
Yep. It's like they're grandkids.
Oh,
So this brief synopsis is Prophion, a tyrant, attempts to overthrow a peaceful kingdom ruled by a tough empress. It's a lot of descriptors of that. And you can
yeah.
watch it on Prime Video for $3.
I'm good.
That's not bad.
I think I'm
Oh
okay.
my God, there is a character who has blue lipstick on.
Is that in the third one?
Nope, that's in the first one. There's like a little trailer scene that thing is playing. The Tump Empress looks about like she's the same age as like the childlike empress in the Neverending Story.
Oh, God.
The what?
Oh, come and fly with me,
Harley,
Daniel. I'm physical.
I think he's supposed to be an elf because he's got like this headband on with like these like ear covers that are like sideways, and I think he's a halfling. But instead of paying for like him to wear prosthetic ears, they just stuck a headband with like foam things over it in an attempt like, to keep his ears warm, is what they look like.
Oh my God.
This is insane.
Oh my God.
Has
The
he seen
third
the
one
third
is
one?
a direct to DVD
Oh
British
no, he's good.
only release.
Oh my God. Was British only? We can't even watch it?
Well, according to no, originally, yeah, I don't know if it's released anywhere else since then, but originally it was only released as a direct to DVD release in the UK.
I'll say the costumes aren't too terrible. There is a female elf armor that like not only has like separate things for her each of her boobs, but it also has a belly button in it. I don't understand that.
The armor has belly button.
The armor has a belly button.
Okay. All right.
That's a choice.
Functional. I guess.
It tells you where to stab her.
Yeah, it'll catch an it'll catch an arrow or something. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, right through the
Ugh.
knee.
Well,
Anyway, that's the
anyway,
Dungeons and Dragons movie. We got real
the
sidetracked with
Dungeons and
that
Dragons trilogy.
trilogy,
Yeah,
which
the
is
new
in no
one.
way connected to the new one, which
We
was
have,
really good
which
and people seem to
apparently,
really like.
yeah, is a very big redemption arc from what they did
Good.
last time. So go
Honestly.
off. They did it right this time. And I guess I have to eat crow because I always thought it looked cringe.
But it like it's good cringe.
Apparently.
I like good cringe.
Yeah.
You know it.
I saw a Mario movie. Mario movie is fucking dope if like you've played a bunch of Mario games. It's like it's like jam-packed with every fucking second
I'll
overloaded
tell
with
you,
like
I'll
really
tell
cool
you,
things.
all the kids I've worked with have loved it so far.
Yeah,
They keep telling me to go watch it,
it's a really
so
good movie.
I'm probably gonna watch it. I'm just not excited for it.
Yeah, it's good. It's really fast paced though. Like it does not ever slow down. It's just like go, 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 go.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was good. If you're a Mario fan, I recommend it. Music's great. Story's like the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you played a Mario game, you know what the story is. Rescue Princess.
Save the princess, save the day.
But you know, a lot of people are trying to say it's like kind of woke or whatever because Peach is competent and like
Oh
has to train Mario and like can actually do stuff for herself. And it was like, oh, they try to make her into like a girl boss, female empowerment character. So the internet's mad about
she
Peach.
was fucking like they realized that she like other than she gets kidnapped.
In the first
She's like
game,
run, yeah, in the
in
first game.
Mario 2, she's a playable character and she can stomp and kick butt with the rest of them.
Well,
She's
it's
in
like
Smash
also like she
Brothers.
ran an entire kingdom. She's not an idiot.
She's in Smash Brothers where she fights and uses crazy powers. She's in Mario Kart where she drives. Peach does so much if you follow Mario. She has never been like a little helpless damsel. Most of the time she goes with Bowser willingly to be like, okay, leave my fucking Toads alone. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mario will come get me eventually. Like, she's not a damsel in distress by any means. And people are trying to paint her out as like they're trying to like, oh, they're changing Peach's character, like blah 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 blah.
I'm
It's
so
not true to
tired.
Peach. I'm like, are you nerds
I'm
okay?
so tired. No,
Are
nerds
you
are not
fucking
okay. They're
nerds
never
okay?
okay. Holy hell.
It's a good movie.
I won't be bothered about that. I
Yeah.
get more bothered when I feel like too much has been shoved into a movie.
No, yeah.
But like, fuck. She ran a kingdom, my dudes.
Yeah, so I
She
wouldn't
didn't
say
have a dad who ran it. She's not Jasmine.
I wouldn't say they shoved too much in there. So like the Luigi's Mansion thing that you saw, it's not Luigi's Mansion. So
There's
just
ghosties.
no, there's not, those aren't ghosts, those are Shy Guys.
Oh,
Which is
I
like
like Shy Guy.
a regular enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
I
yeah.
thought, what? Shy guys are. Keep talking to me.
Yeah. They look like ghosts.
What?
They have little ghost masks, but they're not ghosts, my
Okay.
friend.
Okay,
Yeah.
so, okay.
The
That's what I thought.
ghosts in the Mario world are called boos, remember? And they're like the little white round ghosts that cover their face when you're not looking at them.
That's true. I just found the
Yeah.
most horrifying photo I've seen in my life
Of what?
of a shy guy.
Like a realistic one? Or what do you mean? Shy guys aren't that scary.
It looks like somebody was like, this is what's behind their mask.
Oh God, no.
You're gonna see it.
Okay, where is it?
I'm putting it in the Zoom chat.
The Zoom chat. Okay. Oh my fucking God, no.
I told you. I said I was horrified.
Describe it for our listeners. He's
Okay,
got
so the shy guy has pulled his mask off into the side, and it looks like he's got like snake alien eyes that are instead of like ours are point to point, so left to right, his are up to down, and he's got two. They're both facing that way, and they're black, and they've got red eye in the middle, and then in his mouth he has
It's like
like the worm from Star
from or
Wars.
from Dune.
Or from Doom, like a whole bunch of teeth, like just
It's just
continually
like
cycling, trying to eat you, and it's dripping.
circular maw lined with teeth. It's pretty fucking horrifying.
It's really horrifying. That's why I needed you to see it as well. And it
Yeah.
looks like the strap wasn't even to keep his mask on. He just like has the strap like bolted into the side of his head.
Jesus.
All right.
All right. Well,
Sorry for that, Oscar, but if I saw it, I needed you to see it too, because otherwise nobody would have believed me.
I hate you. What do you want to talk about next? I brought up the movie stuff, so you pick the next one.
Do you want to talk about the year Jubilee?
The Year of Jubilee from the X-Men?
No, not Jubilee. So, Jubilee is the year of Jubilee is actually a Jewish tradition. But
Okay.
it should be upheld by most Christians, but it isn't.
Oh, it's this
But
article you sent.
it's that article I sent. So the year of Jubilee is something the Lord set aside. So it's like every 7 years, all of your debt is supposed to be wiped out and you start afresh and anew.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's fucking dope. Sign me up,
And it was like for years.
Lord.
No, I also like had like weird things do it. Like you could be like essentially an indentured servant. So like if somebody loaned you the money and you needed to pay him back, you could be an indentured servant for him. They
Oh,
call
that's
them
horrible.
they literally call them slaves in the Bible. But on the seventh year, you're supposed to like, and it's not like you have them for 7 years. It's every 7 years is a year of Jubilee. So if they started trying to pay you money like a year before the year of Jubilee, they would only, even if they like needed to work more than that on that the year of the seven, they were supposed to let them go and erase all their debt.
Yeah.
And it was symbolic of like God going and erasing people's sins and their debts to him, essentially, kind of thing, and that he would forgive them.
So this
It's
is
like strategic.
definitely not about the X-Men character.
It's not about the X-Men character. That would have been cool. But it's the year of Jubilee. So a church in North Carolina shatter the myth that churches are only interested in preaching about hell and concluding the right-wing politics by acting out a radical principle from the Old Testament. So they took all, like, they went and they found everybody who had medical debt in their church, and they went and they bought it from the hospitals. So like a collections agency does, where you buy it from it. So they bought the debt. So it was $3.3 million worth of outstanding medical debt. They were able to buy it for about 15,000.
Holy shit.
So number one, there's fucking that. The church raised about $15,047 in the past 3 months, used to buy nearly $3.3 million worth of medical debt. As how 3 million of medical debt can be purchased for only 15. A thousand is a question I hope someone cleverer than me can answer, and it's because it doesn't actually cost that much. And if they give it to you, the hospital knows at least they're making 15,000 on it, kind of thing, which they can sometimes never see if they do it goes into a medical debt
Like
loan.
collections and shit
Yeah,
like that,
exactly. So they get to make a little bit on it at least.
yeah.
But yeah, they bought the debt and then they forgave it. So essentially the church owns it. They can do whatever they want. They can collect on it if they want. Like it's theirs. Like once a collection agency buys it, it's theirs to do with whatever they want. They held a Jubilee festival where everybody came and they took the bills and they burnt them. Everybody like, so is a debt
That's
worth something?
fucking pretty. That's pretty crazy
It's
and
pretty
dope.
fucking crazy.
I can't believe a church did something cool.
Yeah, well, this is what churches should do. Is help its members of the community, not ravish them for money, like spend their money in order to help them, to help the impoverished, to help the people who are drowning in medical debt, if like things that they needed in order to be a human being and be alive.
But they don't
Like,
do that.
yeah.
Usually they do like the opposite. And then they do really sketchy stuff like that we don't talk about. Because it makes me sad and sick. You see
There
the
an
it's not a,
amnesty
if
about 50 years. I'm sorry, I thought it was every 7 years. Apparently, it's at the 50. It's 50 every 50 years.
Oh fuck. Okay,
Well,
not so
so
frequent,
don't go
huh?
just join this church and think that in 7 years your debt will be erased, because it's going to be like a long time.
Apparently, I don't know how like true any of it is, but I keep seeing everywhere on the internet, like on TikTok and on the internet, that like You technically don't have to like pay any medical bills back, like ever. Like,
There's a lot
it,
that like you
like
should
as.
also do before even looking at paying it. Now, medical debt collection will stay on your record for like 7 years. So if you're like trying to buy like a house, it could like really fuck with you. But it will get waived after like that 7th year if you can't pay it. It will just get erased,
Yeah,
like
it just gets written
gone.
off, right? Or something like that.
No, but there's other things that you can do in order to try to get it way down and actually get it covered more. Like you. Like really people have been pushing for like get a itemized receipt because a lot of times the hospital can't do it, and you can also look at it and be like, I didn't get this, I didn't get this, I didn't get that, why are you charging me for
I've
it? And they
seen
can
that
like,
too, that like they just like add like charges for procedures that you never even had it, but you never see it. So like you're just like paying this exorbitant amount and it's not actually like what you
sometimes the bill
owe.
will just go down, will just immediately go down because they know if they give you a receipt with that on it that you're gonna like be like, I didn't get that. So you'll get the bill back and it'll be like hundreds, if not thousands less.
Jesus.
So that's really important. It's really important that if you are,
They're that fucking sketchy about it,
yeah,
huh?
they're super fucking sketchy about it. It's also like really important, like with doctors, tell them that you're pay cash. So they can charge you the cash price because that's completely different than their insurance price, which I kind of do get because like insurance won't pay like anything, so they have to overinflate every price so they can even make insurance pay a little bit. So there's that, but that's why you tell them like if you're paying cash, like to do the cash project, like so like do the cash price so you can get charged less. Because I know when I was gonna be without my insurance for like 3 months, like the difference was gonna be where he charged my insurance probably like $300-$400 for an office visit. I had a $20 copay, so it didn't bother me. But he was gonna just charge me like $60 as opposed to the $300 he would charge my insurance, depending if I did a cash price or not.
Wild. So many fucking weird loopholes that people don't know about, and like so many people getting taken advantage of, which is fucked up, you know what I
Because
mean?
we live in a dystopian place.
Yep. American dream though.
American dream. Sure. To drown in medical debt so badly that you need your church to bail you out.
All right. Next up, we can just talk about this one really quick just because I think it's pretty funny. If you want to scroll up to the tweet I sent of this like recent video from the news
Yeah.
of a young man LARPing in full chain mail and a
I feel
fake
like I
sword.
did. I watch this when you sent it.
I don't know.
I said I found it. Oh yeah, the guy who contaminated.
Yeah, he's just. We were in the middle of our tournament where my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there. I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because the dude's body was missing a head. So my friend decided to try to use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't. And apparently we contaminated the crime scene because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
A lot of glitter. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Like, is this
Can
fucking
you
real?
imagine being the cop who showed up and being like, huh, that's weird. There's glitter everywhere. And they're like, oh, that was actually us. Yeah, we were trying to spell.
We're trying to see if we can fix them with
Like,
glitter.
fuck, my dude.
I don't think it ended up being real. I think it's a
It was.
hoax. I think it's a hoax video, but
It
it's
was
still
so
very
great.
well done.
I mean, like, here's the thing. There's some videos out there that you know are structured, but you're still like the what's your name one.
Oh, the
Like that
Ezekiel,
one's
fuck you,
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Fuck you, Ezekiel. What's your name? Tony. Fuck
Fuck
you,
you,
Tony.
Tony.
Like that, we know it's staged, but like I can't not laugh at that video every time it comes on.
Yeah,
Like,
it's pretty good.
yes, this is a very good one, yeah, because apparently my magic didn't work because like he's missing a head. I also like that he's a healing monk, like in chainmail with a robe and a
Like
sword.
a broadsword,
Like a
yeah.
broadsword. Sir, you are not a healing monk.
Like...
What are you doing with a sword?
Maybe he's disguised as someone else for a stealth mission. You don't know. You don't know this man's life or campaign.
I know his life.
Oh yeah,
He's not a monk.
I just thought that one was pretty funny.
He's pretty funny.
But we can, I don't, this might be a little long, so we can probably close out with this. I should have put this in the little tab called Incredible Stories, but I have an incredible story for you.
I am so excited. I saw it and I was like, don't read it. Don't read it. And I did
So this
not read
is
it.
the story of Julianne Kepke in a plane crash and 11 days in the jungle.
The
Julianne
jungle.
Kepke spent 11 days in the forest clawing her way back to civilization after being the lone survivor of an aircraft accident in Peru. The 17-year-old was going from Lima, Peru to the eastern city of Damn, that one stumped me. Pucallpa, I guess, but it's double L,
Yeah,
Pucallpa.
it is a double L, but like, does
But it's not followed.
Peruvians?
But it's not followed by a noun, by a vowel, I mean. So,
Yeah.
it's really throwing me off. Give me a sec.
Yeah. What's Peruvian? So there's like.
Pucallpa, yeah. To see her father, who was working in the Amazon rainforest. She had graduated from high school the day before the trip and intended to pursue zoology like her parents. When
Aww.
Julianne Kepke boarded Lanza Flight 508 on Christmas Eve in 1971. She had no idea what was in store for her. It was supposed to be a smooth 1-hour flight, but the clouds darkened and the turbulence increased. A thunderstorm suddenly engulfed the plane in a whirl of pitch black clouds, with bursts of lightning gleaming through the glass. The plane was wrecked when a lightning bolt struck it.
Oh, shit.
Then things accelerated. You can only try to reconstruct what truly happened in your head, Kepke remarked. There were cries and motor noises until she could only hear the wind in her ears. Julian Kepke, still strapped to her seat, had just realized she was free falling for a few moments before losing consciousness. She fell 10,000 feet into the Peruvian rainforest. Julian Kepke had a broken collarbone and a serious calf gash, but was still alive. She spent the next 11 days fighting for her life in the Amazon jungle. The concussion and shock left her in a daze when she awoke the following day. She'd escaped an aircraft disaster and couldn't see out of one eye very well. She then fell back into unconsciousness. Kepke required another half a day to fully wake up.
How did Nelly eat her?
That's 11 days. How did she not eat something that would eat something that would kill her? How did she not? She tried to find her mother but was unsuccessful. After her rescue, she discovered her mother had survived the initial fall but perished from her injuries. Oh, man. While searching, Kepke stumbled across a tiny stream in the jungle. She was beginning to feel hopeless, and then she remembered some survival advice her father had taught her. If you find water, follow it downstream. That's where civilization is. A tiny stream will flow into a larger one, and then into an even greater one until you run into help. So her voyage down the creek started. Sometimes she walked, and the other times when the terrain was inhospitable, she was forced to swim. On the fourth day of her journey, she encountered the bodies of three fellow passengers still strapped into their chairs. Julianne prodded one woman, believing it to be her mother, but it wasn't. A package of candy was among the passengers. It would be her only food source for the remainder of her days in the forest. So that explains how she had food, and it was fucking candy, bro.
My body don't care at that point.
Yep, around this time, Kepke heard and saw rescue planes and helicopters overhead, but her attempts to attract their attention were futile. The plane crash prompted the largest search in Peruvian history, but planes couldn't identify wreckage from the crash, much alone a single person, because of the dense jungle. After a while, she couldn't hear them and realized she was on her own to find help. When she was finally rescued, Kepke came across a cabin on the ninth day in the jungle and decided to rest. While there, she recalled thinking she'd perished alone in the wild. Then she began to hear voices, and not imaginary ones. They belonged to the hut's three Peruvian residents returning home. The first man I saw seemed to be an angel, she remarked. The men didn't quite feel the same way. At first, they were scared of her, thinking she was a water spirit they believed was called a Yemanjaboot.
Shit.
Holy shit. Nonetheless, they allowed her to spend another night before taking her by boat to a local hospital in a tiny nearby town the next day. Kepke was reunited with her father after being treated for her injuries, and she also helped authorities locate the jet, and they were able to find and identify the passengers over the next few days. So she was the only survivor of the 91 people on board. Because she was intensively questioned by the Air Force and police during the media spotlight, her mourning grief were delayed. And after everything she had gone through, Jillian Koepke developed a deep fear of flying for years and had recurring nightmares. Wild, huh?
Yeah. Oh my God.
What do you
Also,
think?
your bunja boots look really scary. They look like
You looked
golden,
at.
they're with like big glowing eyes.
Let me
They're
look it
kind of
up.
scary. Like
I didn't even
very
say that. I didn't
large,
see
huge,
this.
like ominous woman. Like they'll protect you, but like also could you imagine coming home and thinking a god was in your
Well, it's like a water demon, they said, not a god, right? Oh God, I do see that. That looks pretty wild.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Apparently, like she's supposed to, like you call her for help, kind of thing. But you know, motherhood. She's like really like specifically poor women, so I could understand why men would be like freaked out that she.
Oh,
She.
okay. So they're like, oh my gosh, she's here for revenge against a woman we scorned or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's probably
God.
what they thought.
I see.
She
What do
was
you.
she returned to the site of the accident to do in 98 to do a documentary called The Wings of Hope.
So, a question for you, Shan. Is this one of those situations where you're like, I'm out, I'd rather just go?
No.
You'd rough it for the 11 days in
I
the
would try and rough it for as long as I could. So
okay.
for me, it's the there is nothing. Like we're go like the entirety of the world is gone. If it's me, I'm in a hopeless situation. I'm in a hopeless situation, but if I can get myself out of it, then I'm golden. And everything can go, well, I'll be traumatized. But like I can go back to my life, like kind of thing. I can go back to people I know and I love and like care about. I'm not like aimlessly searching. I can call my family, like I can talk to people. Like it's the fact that like in an apocalyptic situation, there's nothing. Like there's why am I striving for what? We're all dying.
So, do you think you would have the survival skills to make it that
I
long?
don't know. On that one, not sure. I'm also
I
like very pale and reflect light.
personally, me myself, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I would go rather quickly, I'd say.
That's fair. And like mine is like I wouldn't kill myself. If I died, I died. Like kind of thing. Like if I got caught, like I'm not sure I would survive, but I wouldn't like be like I would rather be dead at this point or like
I would 100% like Hunger Games some shit and like eat something I shouldn't or like some weird shit because like Homegirl got kind of lucky that she found a bag of candy and while that's not much like at least you know it's safe and that you
Yeah.
can eat it and it won't instantly kill you or make you sick or like have do some weird shit to you know what I mean so at least she had
Yeah.
some like form of calories to keep her body like going, you know what I mean? But if you just have to like I wouldn't know how to hunt and cook something, you know what I mean? I mean,
No, yeah, I was
I
like, maybe
understand
I
the
could catch a fish from that river she eventually found.
I understand the practice of it, like but I would
I
I be
don't know
able to
that I could
do it?
start a fire from
Yeah,
scratch.
I don't know that I'd be able to start a fire.
More than likely, I
Being
would
an
also be
animal,
like the
like
person that like when I came across like other dead passengers like there, I would definitely be like, "Well, these clothes are mine now," and like be like piled up with clothing just so like not ha catch hypothermia. But it
Yeah.
is the Amazon. I don't know how warm it is out there,
It's
and
humid.
it is, and it's
It's
like
like
by the
sticky and
equator, so there's
gross.
every like chance that she wouldn't like die of hypothermia.
And like there's the like rainforest waters are scary. There's like caimans, which are like alligators. There's fucking leeches. There's piranhas. Like
And the
she
rainforest
had
is fucked up,
You had to
like
fucking swim. How did nothing bite her? How did
I don't know.
there's spiders?
But
You
like
know what I
here's
mean?
the thing, she's also like she's white like me. So like very like my biggest thing is like I feel like I would reflect all of the light, and so then if any animals saw me, they would never be able to lose sight of me. But she made it, and she's pretty white.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, she's fair. She's not as pale as me. But she's blonde hair, blue eyed. Maybe I'd survive.
Maybe.
Don't know.
If you had candy, I probably.
I always take snacks on the plane.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that. I'd just be like searching for my bag.
Wonder how like bad in bad shape the plane was. I would have like scavenged. I see. I would scavenge like the plane and shit if possible.
The thing is, if it took her several days and several miles to find three more passengers,
Yeah.
and then because I'm thinking because that forest is so dense that it hit the top of it and scattered like all across. So like into like a millions of pieces. Like if she found three people strapped into their seats hundreds of miles of where from where she was,
More than
it's
hundreds of miles.
well, it was pretty far. I mean, how far was it? Since she eventually came across a stream.
Yeah, but I don't think it
She
was
broken
like,
collarbone.
don't think it says the distance.
But that was like several. The ninth day was the cabin. Sometimes she walked. On her fourth day of journey is when she found the bodies of three passengers strapped into their chairs.
Jeez.
So that's a good distance.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's not close. So I don't know that you could like how much you could have scavenged the plane. I also don't know how much it like was in like how big this plane was. If it was just an
This
hour flight, it probably wasn't that big.
comment interaction at the bottom of this thread. Incredible. Such an amazing young woman to survive something horrible like that. God was truly with her. And like unprompted, like a year later, Nick comes back. Was God with the other 91 people?
I see that. I
You
see that. Wow, sir.
good, Nick?
Maybe he wasn't.
That's
Or maybe he
funny.
was. Maybe they had like cancer and they were gonna die, and this was just a faster, less painful way to kill him. I
You ever
don't.
seen Final Destination, Nick?
Yeah, sir. Good Lord. You don't know.
Maybe they had all cheated death before and it was their time. You don't
Yeah,
fucking know,
sir.
Nick.
They all cheated death, and she was the only one that hadn't. So,
But
Final
she's
Destination
good.
rule, she had to live,
Yeah.
even though now she's cheated death.
Even though now, oh God. Juliet, no!
Is she still alive?
Don't know.
Her last name is not the same anymore. She got married, but I'm sure if I look her up.
Yeah, she's still alive.
Oh, nice. Good for her.
She's 68 years old.
She's German Peruvian.
Oh, that's why she's white.
That's why she's quite.
Anyway, that's gonna do it for us here on the
She was born
podcast.
in Peru.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. How
That's
would
gonna do it for us here on the
I know
podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening to us and that incredible story. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Other than that, make sure you share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. Thank you so much again. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
And hope it doesn't crash in the Amazon.
Well, only if it gets hit by lightning.
Although if you have antlers on the plane,
Yeah.
you'll have a good
You'll have a
weapon.
weapon.